שוס דה שיר שליטה. שוס דה חושב מחנכם. הלאס נאטון נפליס. כל הכל הקודש. בני תוידה, בני ישיבה. I want to start with a couple of words from the Amiri. Meiri is in the Akdome on Sefer Brochus. This Meiri is extremely important, not only in a time like Hanukkah, but all Yom Tovim, all the happy events and Hashem the others. It's a very, very basic and encompassing message from the Meiri. The Meiri, the Menachem Meiri, from the Rishonim, everybody knows the Meiri. He says in the Akdome, like this. Ukshagi Odom Leila Zmanim. When a person comes to the Zmanim of, he talks about tshuva, he talks about other things, but also about the happy events. Ukshagi Odom Leila Zmanim Veloy Khadish Baatsmoy Tchune Lisoider Lamashiru Lisoidabam. If a person comes to Zmanim, to these zmanim, and it doesn't evoke in him like an inner ischachus to be disordered, aber ikayim oisom derech pules ayachas valoshen mitzvah melmodo. A person does it like in a sort of on a mundane fashion. It's done every year. We do it. That's what we do. Mibrishi is boinen the inyan mitzvah. Without being misboinen in the inyan of the mitzvah, we could say in the oiras mitzvah, the kedushas mitzvah, he's not misboinen loyimoshech loyimin mitzvah hahi mashe kiven nois nois borach. He missed the point. It would not be any type of I'm shock on him. The oil mitzvah. The nimzo machti akavon. It's like missing the point. The oimloi eis lasas Hashem efeir sorisecho. The midas is amori di gezach. Sha'av basiyas ha-mitzvahs shu eis lasas Hashem. When a person does mitzvahs, which is eis lasas Hashem, efeir ha-toyre. It's like abolishing the Torah. It's missing the point. It's missing the matora. It's missing the objective, the goal. The cheno inyan lebnei hamoyin asher lo yasigu azoy samale lizboin minyan hamitzvah. We're not going to think into the mitzvah. U'mashiru limoshech memeno, and what the mitzvah is giving us. Shehem imi yitzichlon ruelem lisoyle v'asoyisam hamitzvah lias kavanosim bo derech klal kim gzeis mutel solov. He looks at it as something, we got to do that. We're compelled to do it up in the Torah, but there's no spirit. There's no contemplation on the value, on this tremendous oiles that the mitzvah gives a person. Mes Hashem v'asiyis adobel l'chvoyde izborach v'konisas hamitzvah. And what the mitzvah gives us, he says, he says a very sharp lotion here. Dim lo yisrael hazeh, ava shiyaseh tzad mitzad ha-hegel, is like what? Let's say it's matzis. Aderech versus matzis eat on Pesach. And he sits in a sukkah, and sukkah is, and b'chag, why? Because that's what we do. He is a dimyon, he's comparable to a chamor, noisa lemoisov, like a donkey that is carrying a weight, be'esa kotzir, in times of harvesting, umase hanovin, and he carries a bundle of grapes, beis abotzir, in time of cutting the harvesting the grapes, umase achitim beis atchina, and like a donkey that carries the chitim, the wheat, in times of grinding, lo yigeni mishinu ve'itim shum esboininus, he will not get anything out of it. In other words, the mir is moedir, the moedir gezach, that you have to. You have to contemplate, and you have to live with the time. You have to be in touch. You have to be alive. And if not, you're missing the point. It's a miri. It's It's a rare message from the Rishonim. Maybe it was a Rishon. And the truth of the matter is that the Indian of Chanukah, the whole essence of Chanukah, first I would like to just say that Ribono Shel Olam, we live with Amuna. We live with Amuna, and we don't need raias, we don't need proof to the Torah HaKadosha, to limit the Torah, to be misamik with Torah, and to live a Torah life. We don't need raias for that. Every Yid knows that, and we live with that. That's our life. But Lamai said there are certain times of the year, especially on Chanukah, where there's a tangible raya, a tangible proof of the greatness of the Torah, of the vastness of the Torah. Aruch Omer Smido Rechova Min Yom. We take a mitzvah, we take the Torah, we take a kasha. We take a kasha. The kasha of the Bes Yosef. Why the 8 days? The Nes was only 7 days. This is like a phenomenon that's only the Chochmas HaTorah, unparalleled in any Chochmah in the world. I don't know, we will challenge anybody who would come up that one kasha could have recorded. Somebody looked it up in the computers, that there are recorded 10,000 terutzim on this kasha. Overlapping, obviously, there are many of the gedolim that said the same terutzim. Rabbi Yosef Engel said 80 terutzim, the Gevura Shmoino. Satmar Rov has 101 terutzim on this. Other gedolim, one kasha, and a simple kasha. Alpi Pshat, Alpi Drush, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Chassidus, but the Maaseh, there are about 10,000 terutzim on one kasha. We know that the Or HaGanus, there's an Or HaGanus which comes out, this the Bnei Soscha brings, that the hidden light, which Ribono Shel Olam created the world with, and the light was hidden because the world was not able to take this tremendous light, and this was hidden in the Torah. And b'shas we light the candles, there's Or HaGanus which gets revealed, and that Or says the Bnei Soscha that there are three Edim Nemonim on that. The three Edim, the Baal Rakeach, who was Baal Toisvis, Rosh Megumaiser, and the Maral, and it brings the Pinchas Lekoritzer. All three say this, that the Or HaGanus is revealed b'shas you light the candles, and the Or HaGanus is a light which is boundless, and you see that most Torahs, the most Pirushim, came out on Chanukah. There's a sugi in Shabbos Kofsa, the sugi of Kofsa, which is a very interesting halacha, that if you light the candle of Chanukah and it extinguishes, you don't have to rekindle it. You don't have to relight it. We pass the Kofsa in Zakatoa. On that sugya, there's the most shotim and pilpulim, and because the people are Isaac in that sugya more than anything else. There's the revelation of Torah which comes out in these days, these holy days of Chanukah. This is something that I just want to say as a phenomena which gives a lot of chizuk, to be mechazik our emunah, to mechazik our Torah, and these are the days that one could be zoicha to this tremendous oil. Of course, obviously, we're not in the madrege to feel it like the tzaddiki felt it. The Arizal, the Kaviyosh brings Hashem, the Arizal, that the aura that the person mishas of any person lights candles of Chanukah, the nearest Chanukah, he says that he could be Mechayim Mason, he has the Kedusha to be Mechayim Mason. We have no idea what that means, but it's an interesting story. I'll give over Mudem Hakdom of the Arizal, and of the Baal Rekeach, of the Kedusha that comes out from Neres Chanukah, there's a famous story that they tell over from the Chozim of Lublin, Talmid Baal Shem, that there was an informer in the city, now you have to know, an informer is al pi de Rambam, the worst of the worst, the lowest what a person could stoop to. It's nothing lower than an informer. Atke de kach, the Rambam brings that an informer, you're allowed to kill, obviously, when we had the koyach, when we had the vezin, you're allowed to kill him. On Yom Kippur, shchalias b'shabbos, b'shas nila, and we don't wait till Motzei Yom Kippur. We get an informer, and we could kill him on Yom Kippur, shchalias b'shabbos, b'shas nila. Loshna Rambam. That's an informer. An informer is the lowest what you can get to. So anyway, there was an informer in town, a Jew, but an informer. And they came to the Chozim Lublin, and it was first night Chanukah, the Hasidim came for the Hadlokas Neiris, and they came to ask him to do to be mispallah, that this person should go. So he looked at the name, he says, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This person is lighting in all of the oilemas, this person is lighting like the sun. Person is lighting like the sun in all the oilemas. I see a light coming out of this person. They stayed there for a couple of days, and once midday they went in again. They figured, so they're going, well, they stayed till after Hanukkah, they went and asked and showed him the kvittel again, and he took the kvittel and ripped it and spat. The Abi Avasatuma. Says the Rebbe, we showed you the same kvittel the first night of Hanukkah. He said, you don't understand. When you showed me the kvittel, this informer was in the middle of lighting candles. In the middle of Neres Chanukah, with the Arizal, and with the Rekeach, and with the Maral, we understand that. In other words, the aura of the mitzvah is so kodesh, is so holy, that at that point he couldn't do anything. He was in the middle of lighting candles. And the ner and the oil of Chanukah has that kedusha. Like we say, we don't really understand, and we're very, very far from understanding these big madrigas. But the truth, we see from the gedolim, we see the chidushim, and we see the tremendous iyun atoyde and the tremendous chidush atoyde what came out in these days more than any other yomtiv, more than any other mura. That proves to us, that gives us an understanding that there is, in fact, there is something very big here that's just happening, and just we have to shtel zachzu. Like the Miri says, that kishegia ha'odom le'elaz manim, he has to contemplate not only this kind of mitzvah, but to understand the matona the Rosh Hashanah gives, especially in these dark days, and that's why it was given, taka, and Hanukkah was given, as soon as it gets dark, we light up the Ner Chanukah, to show that the Torah is what we have, then Kiner Mitzvah the Torah. This is the tremendous matona of the Rebbein Shloim. So also it's interesting, the Achroim ask a kasha. He forgot to say Al Nisim. So there's a Rachmon Yasalon Nisim. Yasalon Nisim. So they ask a kasha. How could you ask for Nisim? The Rebbein says in time it's not supposed to ask for Nisim. Menachem is a chiyosov. It's not good to ask for nisim. It takes away from your, nes takes away from your schuyot, from your schuyis. So the Sholem Eishiv says the Aloha, he says that on Chanukah is different. He says that it's a heft of an ace. And Chanukah is a heft of an ace. It's not like any other day, where it's a regular day, you don't ask for nisim. Chanukah, in essence, is a day of nisim. What the Rosh Hashanah did, 12 yeshivalites went against hundreds of thousands of Yevonim, and Memele, the Medrash says that in Yudah Maccabee, when he threw one arrow, 27,000 Yevon got killed with that. It was the Nisan and the Flores was the Nes and the Nes of the Nes Hanukkah, the Nes Shemen. Like the Pnei Yeshua says that the Maaseh, we didn't need the Nes. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Why did they have to wait for the Shemen? Why was there was no Shemen? Because the Shemen was profane. The Shemen was Tomei. But we know that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that if a whole Tzibur is Tomei, then you're allowed to do the Avodah. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Says that Pnei Yeshua, the Banshu wanted to show his love to Klal Yisrael, and to perform a nace for them, and to make this day into these days of nay, days of listen. So it's another nakuda which is very important to know, that these days are something that we could turn around. Boy from Nisi, if not boy from Teva, about that we have to work. We're not soymech on nace, but sometimes we ask the Rebbeinu Shloim that if we're not connected the way we should be, at least let it be Ba'oif and Neis. The whole Oif, and that's what the Shonim Meshu says, that you say, O Rahman, Yasalon Nisim, because here the Pshat is the whole Yom Tov, all the days are Nisim. As a matter of fact, the Tosis says in Tainis that we light, why do we say Hallel, we say all of Hallel every day. So Poshet Pshat is because every day there was an S. Toysa says in Dachov Ches, says Toysa and Tainus, that not only that, every day was a bigger Nes. Every day was even a bigger Nes. Because of Pshat from the same Shemen, that the same Shemen kept on burning, so the Nes got bigger and bigger. So every day was even a bigger Nes. In the Maise, that's an Akuda, that's a which is very important for us to remember and not to forget for a moment. Lemaise, the inyan of Hanukkah, we have to know that what the Miri says and what we spoke about till now, that a person has to live. We have to live with the spirit and with the whatever Yom Tov it is. We have to live the Yom Tov. We have to be there and not to forget for a moment. The inyan of Shikcher is the Moedig Sar Mikutzi. The Sar Mikutzi writes that this Galah, that Elianovi was the Galah to him, that the biggest churm what a person has is it forgets. If you forget your what was given to you, if you forget what your matore, what your goal is in life, and very often we do. We forget. We forget what even as we're given something, yes, and then a minute later we're not there anymore. The shikha, the union of shikha, is the thing, says Ayanovi, is the biggest churm for Odom Proti that there could be. That's what the Sami Kutzi says. The Sami Kutzi was from Balatois, as everybody else. The mind is a smug in the Agdome. There's a smug in the Agdome, the smug writes, that it's about not to write the love of Hishom Elecho Pen Tishkach. There's a love in the Torah. There's a post in the Torah, Hishom Elecho Pen Tishkach, you forget the Rebbeinu Shloim, meaning the Rebbeinu Shloim and the Torah and the Mitzvahs. So that's a love. So the smug writes in the Agdome, Chashavti Shiloi Limnois, as a love, Shel Hishom Elecho Pen Tishkach, says the smug, the Gam Rebbeinu Moshe lo mevi. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam also doesn't bring it as a love. He says Nizgali li becholim shochachta seiker. In the cholim they told him shochachta seiker. Because he wasn't going to write the love of Yishom Lechov and Tishkach. But this is becholim shochachta seiker. And the smug, interesting, he writes. It's an interesting smug for those that have a shtickle understanding. They're showing him. He says like this, and afterwards I thought about it, says the smug, and I saw they were right. When the smug brings it down to our level, here he has a cholam. It says behokis v'lo b'chalayim. The behokis v'lo b'chalayim, that he was taught menashmaim behokis v'lo b'chalayim, that shechachto es eikir. I thought about it and I saw that it's an eikir. It's interesting how he gets this minashmaim, he gets this, and he says, "I thought about it." That's amazing that he himself came to the understanding of what is when you forget something. The mice, maybe it's appropriate to mention the famous, I don't know how much of you know this, this word from the Dubna Magid about Shikhe. It's glad to remember. There's a posuk in Azinut, Tzuli Yodos Choteshi, Atishka Kel Mechol Eleko. The Torah is complaining about Klai Yisrael, that you forgot the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Tzuli Yodos Choteshi, the one that brought you to this world, the one that created you. Teshi, Atishka Kel Mechol Eleko. And you forgot about the God that brought you to this world. So the Dubna Magid says, Amoshul, she called Musa for us. He says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what is this? Why is this complaint? You know, you complain about the Avodah Zarah, you complain about not holding Shabbos, you complain about all the type of things. But what is the Shikha that we're complaining about? So the Dubna Magid Kedarkoi gives a very nice Moshul. He says that the Moshul goes like this, why the Torah is complaining about Shikha. He says, Bemis, the Rishonim say, I remember whom he brings there, that one of the biggest matonas that Rosh Hashanah gave us is a matonas Hashikha. He says if a person that goes through, unfortunately, historically, Kleiso went through a lot, and people went through the Holocaust, for sure would appreciate this word, that there's a matona that's called Shikha. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam helps us to forget. Otherwise, said would go out of our minds. It says matona from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says a marshal like this. He says that Reuben is going down with his nose down, and Shimon sees him on the street. Says, Reuben, what's your problem? He says, take a look. You know, I'm borrowing money and I can't pay, and this guy's running after me, and the other guy's running after me, and the other guy's running after me. He says, I have an answer for you. He says, Shimon to Reuben, I have a good answer for you. The guy comes and you tell him, what? I owe you money? I don't remember. So one of the guys come over to him and he says, I don't remember. So he says, okay. So then another guy comes over to him and same thing, I don't remember. He takes the etzer of not remembering. And somehow it's working for him. They think he's a little bit touched or is what, so they give him some time, at least they give him time to breathe. The Yomim, Reuben asked Shimon, maybe you can lend me $100 for a week. So he gave me such a good answer, he's such a good friend, lend me $100. He gives $100. Then a week later he comes over to him and says, where's my $100? I don't remember. He goes and gives him a frasking phone and he says, I gave you the answer to get the guys off your neck and you using that answer on me. Says it in the market. The Torah Kedosh says, Kinderach, Tzuli, I gave you the eitz of Shikha, I gave you the maton of Shikha. And you use that Shikha to forget about me. So that's the moshul of the Dubna Magid, what Shikha is. Just in a derchers the goif. Shomer chob ben tishkach. The Maaseh, the Gedol Yerushalayim mentioned that. Ad kedei kach, the Baal Tanya paskens in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that a person, that the love of Yishom Aruch HaBen Tishkach, the person forgets one thing from the Torah is over on the love. So he should chazer all his life, if he can just remember 10 Blad Gemara, that's what he has to chazer. And that's his psak of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is chodik on that. He says that today we have things in print. Then you just keep on going with the Ben Tishkach, Pshat Chashon, Ulin Nishkach from Klai Yisrael. But being that today things are written, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there's no, if a person forgets, we're talking about a person forgets, he doesn't have the Koyach HaZikoron, so there's no laugh. V'chol Oif Matke Dekach, that he says to learn one Blad Gemara all your life, that's what you remember, that's the world they're telling you. Of course, you have to learn, you have to know how to be a Yid, you have to know mitzvahs. Shin got Echma from again. The whole life we take the Maton of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Chas V'Shalom to use it again against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Dubna Magid's word. cowboy rides to make new wicks every day. There's a machlokes whether you should rather use the old wicks. Adrabel, once a mitzvah was done with something, so you should keep on doing another mitzvah with it, or should you make new wicks? So the cowboy says, the cowboy was also from the Rishonim. He says to make new wicks. Why? Kedei, to remember every single day, to remember the nes, to be marked with the nes of making the wicks for Ner Chanukah. I said that what we have to be mechazik in b'chalal in inyonim of the mitzvahs that we're doing, to remember the besides just do the Rotzon Hashem, which is the main thing, but that is chatches. The Ma'ase said that was the Ribon Lashkicham Tor Yisecha. We're talking about Shikcha Lashkicham Tor Yisecha. That was the first thing we're saying, Lashkicham Tor Yisecha. That was the Yibonim. That was the Yibonim. I remember who says this word. The koyach of the Yevonim, Mechla was their thing of koyach v'atzim yodi, the thing of taking away the money from Klal Yisrael. Tzadik b'menosa yichya. You take away a tzaddik from Tzion. Tzion, you take away the tzaddik from Tzion, it's left with Yovan. The whole koyach of the whole koyach of the what they were trying to do, this Yisrael, this was their work and their avod, and this we have to remember that we have to show and we have to work. And the days of Yom Tov, these holy days of Hanukkah, that you could acquire and that you could steig and you could grow by leaps and bounds. If not b'derech hatev, b'derech hanes, it's mamash you could ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo tefillah. But tefillah is that which is, that then itself is a shmuz in itself, the koich hatefillah. What a koich hatefillah is, there's a Rebbeinu B'chai in Parshas Ekev. Moedig Rebbeinu B'am L'Ovel B'chol B'Avchem. Shatefillah yochel l'shanas is hatev. So tzorch ato ledas, shatfila yochel leshanes es ateve, yochel levat gezeres, yochel leakev pronius. That's the Russian, the Russian ato, tzorch ato ledas, is talking to us, what the koich hatfila is. The koich hatfila is, the famous Sephorna. So moi dige Sephorna, Yotitzchak Sora, Vekirbos. The Sephorna says just a word about tfila, by side. It was the one says, Mzalzan ben. His father says, what is Chasabi Kirba? She said that in order for me to have a child at the age of 90, it's like Chias HaMason. It's like Chias HaMason. Or, it's a tzav from the Rebbein Shleilam. Either a tzav from the Rebbein. A Malach can't do it. A Malach cannot make Chias HaMason. It's either a tzav from the Rebbein Shleilam, or Tfilah, says the Sephardim. Or Tfilah. Tfilah could be Mishanah the Teva. Like the Rebbein Bachayim. Try to look inside there in the spawner. So might be the spawner. Let's remember, the Gemara says in Chagiga, Ezi Shoyte Hama Abed Mashu Noisimlai. There's no bigger fool than somebody goes and just ruins or loses what they give him. The Moshav gives us these tremendous hours, these tremendous days, which tells us to it, to know, first and foremost, these are days of Toyder, boy. These are days of Toyder. This is Toyder, Toyder, Toyder. Baruch Shem Tzemokam Toyder. And we have to have the good sense. Come, the Baal Dover comes, and like everything else, he just goes and like Purim. Sometimes we miss the point by Shikris, so we miss the treasures of those days that we could acquire. The Hanukkah, the same thing, could easily fall to things that are not the way they should be. Adrabah, it's a day of Cheskes HaTorah, and Cheskes HaTefillah hen beteva hen lemal meateva. May the Rosh Hashem help that we should all be zeicher to the oiris of the Heilige Neris, the Chanukah, to the Doras Hashem, and to be zeicher the korv b'yameinu to the oiris of Mashiach b'tochlachme v'chasodim. Amen.